All over one, churches as potential hotspots or effective COVID contact tracers. Good news about a case making its way to the Supreme Court. An update on the Delta Hospice in BC and the We Need a Law store is opening this week. It's Wednesday, June 24th, and this is Quick Update. In this time of COVID-19, churches have often been singled out as being hotspots for the spread of the virus. Pastor Garrett Brunches is the pastor of Bethel Canadian Reformed Church of Richmond Hill, but he also has a Master of Public Health from the University of Colorado School of Public Health. He authored an article with Andre Schutten entitled, "Churches as Unifiers Should Not Be Penalized for Their Effective Contact Tracing." Pastor Brunches joins us now.
This Sunday is the third Sunday that churches in Ontario can gather again for worship. It's been great to be with the people of God, to worship our God. Church leaders have spent hours trying to ensure this is done in a safe, responsible manner, and that time is well spent. But what happens in the event of an outbreak? If there is an outbreak at your local church, the local church has the ability to respond well alongside public health. Public health can quickly identify all of the potential contacts. They can reach out, they can warn them to go get tested, and asymptomatic or mild cases that might otherwise not have been found can be identified. It does mean that the outbreak is very clearly connected to the church, but it is very helpful for public health to be able to, with minimal resources, identify and manage this outbreak. So we pray that that doesn't happen, but if it does, as a local church, join with public health and respond well for the safety of our communities. We wrote a little bit more about this on the ARPA blog. Encourage you to read that and would love to hear your feedback.
Thank you, Pastor. You can read more about this question of churches and contact tracing at arpacanada.ca/tracing. A few months ago, we highlighted the court case AGA versus the Ethiopian Orthodox Church at the Ontario Superior Court. Last week, the Supreme Court announced that they would hear the case. Here's John with more.
Hi, everyone. You may have heard that the AGA case is going to the Supreme Court. The AGA case is another big case about church autonomy, church independence from the state. The case, like the Wall case you may have heard of a couple years ago, involved some members having their membership suspended, some controversies inside the church dealing with theological matters, and the church decided to suspend their membership, and they took the church to court saying, we want our membership reinstated and we want the church to take certain steps with regard to a certain theological movement within the church. So obviously big church questions, big internal church questions. The Ontario Court of Appeals said, we the court can review those, we can review your church constitution, we can review what went on here. We have jurisdiction to kind of hear this dispute, although there was no money or property involved, and that's a big issue. So the Supreme Court has said, we'll hear this case, that's good news. Of course, we don't know which way the hearing will go, but just the fact that the court will take on the case is good news. And because it's such an important case, we, just as we did in the Wall case a couple years ago, we will be applying to intervene in that case to make sure the court has a good range of perspectives, including perspectives from the Reformed community, which tend to have formal church orders and clear rules for doing things that might even look like law in a sense, and they're ecclesiastical law. The question is who interprets those, who has the authority to interpret and apply those. So we're looking to be involved in that case. Stay tuned for more about our intervention in future weeks. Thanks, bye for now.
Thanks, John. You can read more about that case at arpacanada.ca/AGA. The Delta Hospice in BC has garnered attention for opposing euthanasia at their facility, and Levi now joins us with an update from there.
Hey everyone. So for the last several months, we've been documenting the battle between Delta Hospice and a local health authority over whether the hospice can provide or refuse to provide medical aid in dying. The latest development here was that the Hospice Society was going to take a vote among its membership over whether to take the hospice to be a Christian organization. If it was a Christian organization, it should be exempt from providing medical assistance in dying. But the BC Supreme Court got involved and ruled that meeting could not take place because the hospice had denied memberships of hundreds of people who did not agree with the direction the hospice was going. And this needs to be a warning to all of us as Reformed Christians in the public square. We need to uphold justice and mercy and God's law in the public square. We need to have that good goal. But we also need to make sure that the means we use to accomplish those goals are also God-glorifying. In this case, members of the Delta Hospice Society and the leadership, they use their democratic rights to enter that hospice and get to those positions of leadership and authority. In a democracy, they should not be denying that a right, that ability, that privilege to other people that they disagree with. So that's where the hospice went wrong, and we need to make sure as Christians that we don't fall into similar pitfalls. May each and every one of us in all our political activity strive to lead upright, blameless, and God-glorifying lives. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. Finally, Elise has an announcement from We Need a Law.
Thanks, Colin. We are so excited because on Friday we are launching the We Need a Law store. We have sweaters, t-shirts, baseball caps with all new designs. We hope that you check it out at store.weneedalaw.ca.
Thanks so much, Elise. That's all for this week. If you have a grassroots story or action video that you'd like to share with us, let us know at info@arpacanada.ca. Thanks for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.